Although food prices have dropped a bit since the highs of last year, the world still hasn't figured out how to feed its booming population. It looked like India had an answer. Farmers in the Punjab region abandoned traditional farming methods back in the 1960s and 70s and started growing crops the American way, with chemicals, high-yield seeds, and lots of irrigation. They called it the Green Revolution, and since then, India has gone from importing grain to often exporting it. But as we reported yesterday on All Things Considered, studies show the Green Revolution is heading for ecological and economic collapse. NPR's Daniel Zerdling reports.
You can hear what's going wrong in the Green Revolution. In the middle of a wheat field, it's a drilling rig. We're standing near the village of Chotya Kurd. Farmers like Sandeep Singh have to pump huge amounts of groundwater to irrigate their fields. That's the only way they can grow these modern high-yield crops. As a result, the water table keeps dropping as much as 3 feet every year. So they have to keep drilling deeper and deeper just to reach it, which is what they're doing today. And that means they have to install much more powerful pumps, much more expensive pumps. Sandeep's new one costs more than $4,000.
U.S. dollars. No farm can afford.
So yes, that's a lot for a farmer.
Yes, very expensive for a farmer.
That's the district director of Punjab's agriculture department. His name is Palwinder Singh. He's not related to the farmer. Most Sikh men have the same last name. And Palwinder says the water crisis has triggered a financial chain reaction. For instance, most farmers like Sandeep have to borrow money to keep drilling and buying new pumps. But they're in so much debt already that the banks are turning them away. So they have to go to unofficial lenders. They're usually local businessmen. How much interest will you have to pay?
24%.
24% is more than twice what a regular bank would charge. Powander says come see another economic problem that the Green Revolution has caused. He starts walking toward another field. His bright pink turban looks like a warning light bobbing down the path. The field looks like a motley green shag carpet, which somebody has sprinkled with white powder.
This is salt affected soil.
This white powder, this is salt?
Sodium salts. Sodium salt.
He says the farmers have to drill so deep now just to find enough water that they can hit brackish pools. So when they irrigate, they poison the crops.
And you're pointing to the fact that this wheat field is very uneven. The wheat sort of looks like a man with some sort of skin problem on his head where his hair is growing in patches.
There is a root injury. There is a root injury to the plants.
He was also saying that the salt causes root injuries. The root cannot take the nutrients from the soil.
Back in the village, I talked with roughly 20 farmers about these problems. We sat on plastic chairs across the path from piles of cow manure, and the farmers agreed the Green Revolution used to work miracles for a lot of them. But now, it's like financial quicksand. For instance, the farmers say they have to buy 3 times as much fertilizer as they used to grow the same amount of crops. Government studies show that their intensive farming methods destroy the soil. The high-yield crops gobble up nutrients like nitrogen and phosphorus and iron and manganese. So the soil's getting anemic, like a patient with malnutrition. And the farmers said they used to spray pesticides in the crops only once or twice each season, and that controlled the bugs just fine. But now insects are becoming resistant, so some farmers spray a dozen times or more, and bugs are still destroying part of the crops. A recent government report concludes that the Green Revolution in Punjab has become unprofitable and unsustainable. But farmers like Subha Singh don't need studies to tell them that.
He's taking us now through his wooden gates into his house. Hello.
Subha Singh has a long, curved nose. His face is furrowed like a field. He says, here's a perfect example of what the Green Revolution has brought to this village, good and bad. He says, see this house made of mud and straw just inside his gates? Well, back when he was still making good money from the Green Revolution, he decided it wasn't, well, it wasn't good enough.
He's saying, I used to live in this mud house. It's 20 years old now.
In this mud house here with the green doors?
But then he saw that everyone was getting brick houses, so he took a loan to make a house too.
And he built a bigger brick home for his own family right next door. He also bought a tractor and a cell phone. Another farmer in the village has a TV satellite dish. I ask Suba, so what do you do with this old mud house?
Now it's a cattle shed. He was saying something interesting. He was saying that everyone, whoever was sitting there now, people in Punjab, they've become rats in a rat race.
Bro, rats in a rat race.
Yeah, whatever they do have, they're all indebted right now.
What do you need to borrow money for?
They're saying everything, even these plastic chairs, to their cattle, machinery. They have to take a loan for everything now. It's like a disease that is catching on in the world, of building a life that is like a house of cards.
And some leading officials in the farming industry wonder when this house of cards might collapse. Before I leave Punjab, I stop by the State Farmers Commission. They study farming issues for the government. And when you visit the headquarters, you see the dilemma facing the country. It's a modern building in Punjab's capital, and it's right next to a shanty town. The commission has pulled heavy blue curtains to block the view, but I push them aside, and I'm looking down on a sea of shacks. Some are cardboard, some are plastic scraps. Naked children play in the mud. India's population is growing faster than any country on earth, and people in the shanty town need cheap food. But the head of the commission, G.S. Kalkat, says the Green Revolution is self-destructing.
It is just like kind of suicide.
A kind of suicide?
Suicide by the farmers en masse.
He doesn't literally mean suicide, although studies show that thousands of desperate farmers have killed themselves across the country. Kalkat says farmers in Punjab are killing their futures by destroying their environment. They're destroying their livelihoods. And you can't really blame the farmers, because India's government pushed them to farm this way. It still subsidizes the very methods that are causing the problems. Kalkat says there's only one solution. India has to launch a brand new green revolution. Only this one has to be sustainable. Daniel Zwerdling, NPR News.
And you can listen to the first part of Danny's series, ANSI Pictures, at npr.org.